Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Australian singer and national treasure Judith Durham has passed away in Melbourne at the age of 79 from a long-standing chronic lung disease. Judith joined the Seekers at the tender age of 19, who then went on to have worldwide fame and massive chart success in Australia, the UK and the US, selling over 50 million records worldwide and even outselling the Beatles in the 60s.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. I am.
Band members Keith Potker, Bruce Woodley and Athol Guy posted a heartfelt tribute to socials saying, "Our lives have changed forever, losing our treasured lifelong friend and shining star. Her struggle was intense and heroic, never complaining of her destiny and fully accepting its conclusion. Her magnificent music legacy, Keith, Bruce and I are so blessed to share."
For I know I'll never find another you.
Judith will be honoured with a state funeral in Victoria as tributes continue to flow in from all around the world to pay respect to her life and music legacy. Premier Daniel Andrews said, "I've spoken with Judith Durham's family and I'm pleased they have accepted the offer of a state funeral to honour the life and contribution of a true icon of Australian music. A date for the state funeral is yet to be announced."
Amazing legacy. Now, some Kardashian news.
Really?
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have reportedly broken up after 9 months of dating.
Oh, boo-hoo.
According to E! News, the pair has a lot of love and respect for each other, but found the long-distance dynamic and the demanding schedule made it really difficult to maintain a relationship.
I'm heartbroken.
Pete, of course, is currently down under filming Wizards. Don't be so mean. Meanwhile, her sister Chloe and partner Tristan Thompson have welcomed baby number two via surrogate, a baby boy, who's a little brother for their four-year-old daughter, True. No name has yet been announced.
You know, last week was a Kardashian-free zone.
That's nice, dear.
Top Gun Maverick has sunk the Titanic in box office records. Titanic was sitting at number 7 and now the Top Gun sequel has surpassed sales.
Wow, I wonder if it'll knock the top spot off. It was Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, right.
Mm. And remember Nikita Dixon, who used to work here as our news journo?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's been a busy girl and has just released her second single, a delightful synth pop song called In the Sky, which will instantly give you feel-good vibes. You can grab it on streaming platforms.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.